It's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio this morning Toby Edmonds for another edition of You Ought to Know. Welcome, Toby.
Thanks, Mike. How's it going?
It is going well for me. It's the 1st of May, and somehow, even though yesterday was the last of April, it feels different. I'm not sure why.
Feels good.
It does indeed. But you brought someone with you. Would you care to introduce him now or later?
No, we can do it right now. This is Scott. He's he works for a company called Auto Vitals, and I will have him kind of fill you in on the blanks, but it's a program that I use in my own shop. I know, Mike, you and I have talked in the past about computers and technology,
right,
and the automotive industry. You know, yeah, we've focused very heavily on how technology plays into everyday vehicles and how they change consumers' lives. Scott's more on the backside of the equation. He specializes in software for shops.
Oh.
And how shops run. It's a very fascinating program, very fascinating story. So, yeah, this is Scott from Auto Vitals.
Scott from Auto Vitals. Okay, couple things. Do you live in, this area or in Anchorage?
No, I actually live in California. Oh. I'm visiting. Oh.
I didn't want to, you know, bring that up.
Visit. Yeah.
We're in California.
Santa Barbara. So. I got the roughest weather.
Oh, yeah. Some people suggest that's the ideal place as compared to Bay Area or other places. But
it's pretty much perfect. I'm not going to lie.
It's his idea of a terrible, terrible joke.
Yeah, that's what I do with everyone. They cock their heads for a second, and I'm like, no, I'm joking. The weather's perfect. If it gets cold, it's 55. If it's hot, it's 85.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on from there.
I won't rub it in, I promise.
And I know that in this modern world, people can do a lot of things, particularly with software and the rest, from perfect places. You don't have to be necessarily, right there everywhere. But tell us a little bit about two things we want to know. Let's start with you. How did you get into the game of this particular form of software and its applications?
That's a good question. Short answer is I applied for the company, found the job on Craigslist, got really interested in the product, worked really hard, asked a lot of questions, and they promoted me my fifth week of the job. So I jumped right into it.
But you came to this with some skills when you went to Craigslist.
I had worked. I was the first employee of a marketing startup, a digital marketing startup.
Okay.
My dad was a physicist, so I've been techie for a while. I had a programming background. I had a lot of experience in public speaking, talking with other people from other stuff. So I brought a lot of different skills, but I did not know much about software, the software business at all.
Oh, okay. Okay. So how long ago was that?
It was almost a year.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So now you've come up to visit in Alaska. This is pleasure or part business or what?
Well, it was business, but I tell you, I definitely did not mind having my stay extended a few days.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to the product. What does it do?
Well, the short version is the technical word. We have four main products.
Okay.
First, digital inspections, mm-hmm. digital workflow. We also do websites and we do retention services.
Okay.
So let's finish.
Yeah. Let's walk through all of them because possibly listeners would say retention services. What does that mean? But let's start first and go through them all.
Yeah. So the basic thing is digital inspections. So what that means is if you walk into a shop mm-hmm. and a mechanic tells you, hey, there's something really bad on your car, it's going to be $1,000. Because, you know, let's be real. Everyone, that's in the back of everyone's mind when you walk in a shop. Are they going to find something terrifying? You'd kind of like to know what that is.
Right.
I was talking with a Napa rep this weekend, and he was raving late into the night about how he'd had to pay a $1,100 bill to a dealership because his wife couldn't get to work, and he still had no idea what the repair was. And so what digital inspections does is it shows you exactly what the shop is seeing that makes them concerned. So when they give you a bill, you understand why it's important and why it costs so much or not so much.
Have you ever thought of moving into the healthcare arena for hospital billing?
You know, I'll talk a little bit about that with the workflow section, but okay. But sure. Yeah.
I mean, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, how, especially because of how car technology is changing, right. Taking care of your car is not something transactional anymore. Your mechanic is becoming a little bit like your doctor. If you have a good relationship,
right.
Your job, and let's be real, like everyone knows preventative maintenance is better than reactive. And how you do that, how you make that happen effectively, how you get preventative maintenance done is you take your car to a shop that's going to inspect your vehicle every time,
right.
And let you know what you need to do before it's a serious problem and before the bill gets too extensive.
Right. Okay. I can buy that. And that so that particular facet of what you're talking about, is that the earliest one that a shop might adopt, or are we talking about packaging as we go forward to the other?
Yeah, I gave them roughly in the order of packaging, actually. So the first thing, for a while, we had a partnership with NAPA,
okay.
Where shops for a pretty small one-time fee could get access to our digital inspection program, which would normally had a couple $100 monthly. Mm-hmm. And that would give them the ability to do digital vehicle inspections and email them to their customers.
Okay. So how, and probably for each one of these, the same question would apply. How many places, is it likely, put it that way, if I go into a shop, I will more likely than not have a digital inspection available?
No, not yet. Okay. There's several thousand NAPA shops that have purchased it, mm-hmm. But as far as there's a lot fewer shops that are actually really consistently using it.
Okay.
And the reason, I think, is digital inspections is what you'd call in the software world disruptive innovation. Mm-hmm. You have someone who has been doing inspections one way for 30 years.
Okay.
They've run their business possibly entirely on paper, and then you walk in and some 20-something kid or some 30-year-old guy who knows nothing about cars necessarily is telling you, hey, use this tablet. It's going to make your life better. You have to completely change everything about your business, but it's really good, I promise. So that's a little bit of a hard sell for a 50-year-old guy who's been working on cars since he was,
whatever,
18, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Toby, so I'm going to guess that you use some of this stuff.
I do. I just started using it. Scott came up. We were at a NAPA summit car care meeting. Mm-hmm. On Friday, and he came up. It's a product that I started implementing into my shop about a month ago.
Okay.
It's been incredible. I mean, one thing that Scott hasn't talked about yet, I'm sure he's going to get to it, though, is that when you do these digital inspections, as he kind of said, everything is done with a tablet. So my technician will take his iPad. He'll walk out to the car. He'll do a walk around. He'll take pictures of the exterior of the vehicle. He'll get in and test drive the vehicle. There's certain things that he listens for or watches for on the test drive. If he has any weird sounds that crop up, he can use the tablet to record that sound. He can take notes, and he can also take pictures. So like Scott was also talking about, it's very nice for a customer when they come in and my service advisor's like, yeah, your commuter valve is about ready to fall off. It's going to be $1,000. Well, to a customer, to a regular customer, they don't know what the heck a commuter valve is. Mm-hmm. What they understand is $1,000. So, if we can do something to kind of bring more transparency into the industry, and transparency equals trust, if you trust everything we're telling you, then it's going to make our job a lot easier. It's going to make the customer's anxiety diminish drastically when it comes time to do automotive care to their vehicle. So I can show them pictures and go, this is what a commuter valve is, and this is what it does, and this is why it's bad if you don't fix it. And so that way, instead of spending $1,100 and not knowing what the heck, my technician did, you'll have full transparency over the repair process of what it was, what we did to fix it, and why you don't have a problem anymore.
Okay.
And just to throw to add into that, what we do is we set our inspection sheets up. So anytime a shop recommends a change, mm-hmm. there's an educational video attached.
Huh?
So, you know, short 60 to 90 second video. Here's the picture. Here's why you care.
Very nice.
So by the time you talk to a shop, you already know what the problem is.
I keep going to the parallel to healthcare and saying, oh, that would.
It's a real easy.
Yeah. I'm guessing that somebody is doing this or should be doing it.
You think, right?
Yeah. Well, let's stay with the auto.
Yes, we'll stay with the auto for now.
Are we done with number one?
Yeah. So okay. that's the basics, right? Is the first thing before a customer can approve more work.
Right.
Before you're going to approve preventative maintenance, you have to understand it.
Okay.
And, you know, for a while, for years now, good service advisors have educated their customers.
Right.
But the service advisors who both know about cars and have good customer service skills, that's few and far between. That's a rare skill set. So this digital inspections is sort of the first piece of the puzzle when it comes to educating customers, giving transparency.
Got it.
So the next step is digital workflow.
Okay.
So what that is most shops right now are adopting what's called a point of sale. So, or I guess they'd call it a shop management system. So it's both invoicing, but also it links into labor and parts, all the other nuts and bolts that make the shop work.
Okay.
So then what our system does is it reads the point of sale and then it gives you a chart. So in shops, they manage workflow on something called a digital clipboard rack. Imagine a big row of clipboards, right? And each step tells you this is what stage in your workflow the vehicle is. Are you waiting for the vehicle to get dropped off? Are you waiting for it to get inspected? Are you waiting for work to get approved? Are you waiting for work to get finished? Or are you waiting for the customer to pick it up?
Okay.
So normally, if you're a shop and you have, you know, two or three technicians, and you have 5-10 cars coming in a day, it's barely controlled chaos. You can have an appointment schedule, and all it takes is one customer with something you didn't expect, or you open up a vehicle and you figure out, oh, this is 4 hours of labor, not 30 minutes. That can happen anytime. There's so many unknown variables. And if you're trying to manage it on a calendar, I mean, think about the last time you had a full day and something went wrong.
Sure.
Good. It's right. I can see the look on your face, right? It's not a fun feeling.
No.
Your day just exploded in about half a second, right?
Right.
So our digital workflow system, and that's, we have some capabilities in our smart check program, but the real meat is on the smart flow program. That gives you the ability to manage. It's sort of a digital command center for the shop. And that lets them know, this is where my shop is. The techs and service advisors can chat back and forth from tablet to main computer.
Okay.
Specific to each vehicle, so they can know exactly where each vehicle is in the workflow. And then if a customer calls, like the last time you called to figure out how soon your car was going to get done.
Right.
What probably happened is they got on the phone and you're like, hey, when's my car going to be done? And they're
just a moment, I will go check.
Exactly. Exactly. And then 15 minutes later, well, maybe not 15, but it's going to take some time.
Sure.
They come back and tell you, it'll be this, we think.
Yeah.
It'll be done by 3 o'clock, hopefully. But then again, right, if another car comes in, all that's gone in a puff of smoke.
So, Toby, where are you with that aspect?
It's in there. We're doing some training on it today.
Huh? Okay. Well, we'll look forward to further discussion of how you went through that sometimes turbulent period of transition from
It has been quite a ride, but in the end, it's definitely going to be worth it because it will allow me, actually, my service advisor to email or text you right from this program, letting you know the status of your vehicle and how it's progressing and pretty much almost an instantaneous update of how your vehicle status is going through the shop. So it will be very nice.
Okay. Now just a question here. So live FaceTime of the repair about to be done.
So we've brought that up to some of our customers. How we approach software development is we actually have shop owners on our board of directors, right?
Gotcha.
Like that's the tendency tech people have, is we have great ideas and then it has to hit the real world. And so we have to test it. And so that idea's come up, a Domino's style thing.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Right, where you can see where your pizza or your car is. We're not quite ready to do that. I think a lot of shop owners are concerned that you could seriously mismanage expectations.
Absolutely.
If that was implemented incorrectly.
I notice an affirmative movement.
Yes, Toby's. Toby's like it's probably instinctive.
You said live FaceTime and I broke out into a cold sweat.
I was
like, please no.
Oh, okay. Well, I had to ask.
Yeah, it's a great question.
Sure.
But
Okay. So we got that. Is that pretty much finished?
Yeah. There's some other cool stuff for the shop owner. It takes the shop, the back of the shop too, from being a bit of a black hole. They can do time clocking in real time because the tech has the work order on their tablet. So as soon as they can clock in and out of jobs in a much easier way than other systems in the past, so they can run payroll out of it. It makes it easier to look at their efficiency, see what kind of process improvements they can make. So that's a huge deal. And that's maybe a little less visible to the customer, but for a really serious shop owner who's serious about the process, it's a big deal.
Okay. All right. Module 3.
Yeah. So retention is another service that a lot of our customers use. It's also this system of ours that I'm the least familiar with. But the short version is every time after you get service on your vehicle, you're going to need more service. Maybe it's another oil change. Maybe there's a job. Maybe there's an air filter or some brakes. It looks good now, but in 6 months, you really should follow up on this.
Okay.
And so what this is about really is it's about setting up follow-up appointments and reminding customers of those follow-up appointments and helping educate them as they follow up.
Okay. So that's I like the term connection.
Yeah.
Because what it does is suggesting that you want to remain connected with the person. If there is any concern that someone has about something that's happened, they can come back to you. And as you're pointing out, it also offers the follow-up. It's interesting to me, as you were talking about all of this, I was reflecting upon the services that I or my wife presently avail ourselves of, and how, whether it's the dentist or family physician, other shops that we connect with, how so much of this has become sort of expected. Yeah. I mean, I expect to have contact in a multiple forms from my dentist or health provider, reminding me there's an appointment, for that matter, setting up the appointment was done very often through a portal where I until I actually arrive at the place at
right.
the time specified, I may not have had any communication with a person, which is interesting, but I will have access to records, et cetera, and questions, so
yeah.
on. I sometimes have to contact an office, but the systems are getting so well that most of that is clear until I actually arrive there, and then I turn my mouth or car over to whoever is going to do the work, right?
Right, and this goes into the trend we were talking about earlier where going to a shop is not so much, it's not like going to the store. It's more like going to visit a doctor where you go to people who know you, who understand your service needs, who understand your goals as a person, who understand how you want to treat your vehicles.
Right.
And we want to give them the tools to stay connected to you and to help you accomplish your goals.
Okay. So Toby, it sounds like, and we've talked a bit about some of the things that you were involved with, this is a work in progress at the present time.
It is a work in progress at the present time. This is the cherry on the top for me. This is a program that I've wanted to implement in my shop for close to a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Before we weren't in a position quite yet to where I could build it into my infrastructure. Because like Scott brought up, it is considered disruptive. I mean, it is something
sure.
that you have to go back. You know, if you already have an established workflow, which I did, but it was paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I had my technicians who, you know, when they'd go out and do an inspection on a vehicle, they'd have a little check sheet that they would take with them. I could take pictures, but, you know, it involved using somebody's iPhone. And then I had to figure out a reliable way to get it from the iPhone up to the service advisor so she could show it to the customer, you know, when they got there. So, but now we're in a position to where I can start building this in there, building this program into the system. And it's just, it's designed to help the customer not only better understand what their vehicle needs when their vehicle is actually in my shop, but, you know, like Scott's going into with the retention side of it, you know, it's pretty much expected that when you go into the dentist's office, part of the check-in process is they have you fill out a little postcard with your name and your mailing address on it, and they're going to send it to you in 6 months to remind you that you have, you're due for another cleaning, you know, and it's the same thing for, and people are pretty much trained that way.
Right.
They understand that when you go in to see your doctor or your dentist, they're going to set up your next appointment. It's pre-scheduling. And you'd be surprised how many people will forget about recommended repairs. You know, we'll tell them, you know, this is starting to go bad. You know, you're really going to want to pay attention to this. You know, give it about 2 months. You're going to want to make another appointment to bring your car back in here. And you'd be surprised how many people forget about that kind of stuff. So this is our way of making sure that we're staying in front of them and staying ahead of the repair. So that way our customers are more focused on maintenance type repairs rather than full blown, you know, oh my gosh, it broke down alongside of the road. I'd forgotten that you told me about this. And now my day is shot to heck. And it went from being a $500 preventative maintenance up to a $2,000. I have to pay it. Otherwise I don't have my car.
So you're in process right now, and my experience, having been involved with something similar, both in educational and health provider situations, the buy-in from the people that are involved is critical to all of this. I mean, you've described something that really sounds good, especially when it's working and finally working. How long do you think before it's going to be, you know, all working smoothly where people have said, okay, are we talking, what the expectation? It's going to be a year, going to be months, it's going to be...
Are you talking about my staff?
Yes, so that...
Oh, no, not even that. I already have their agreement.
Okay.
It's just getting everybody trained on it, and, you know, with a program this big, you do it in small steps.
Gotcha.
So right now, you know, my guys are just getting used to the digital inspection process, really getting familiar with taking the pictures and how to load them up into the inspection sheet. So that way, because when my service advisor emails you one of these digital inspection sheets, not only does it color code everything, you know, it starts off with it shows you a picture of your technician, shows you a picture of your service advisor, gives you the basic information about your vehicle. And then it'll go into the stuff that we found that's good with your vehicle. So, I mean, we don't tell you just the bad. I mean, we tell you the good stuff, too, because nobody wants to look at a sheet filled of just red and orange stuff and think, oh, my goodness, my vehicle is about ready to, I should just push it off a cliff. You know, you want to see the good stuff, too. So we go through and it'll show you all the stuff that we found that's good. It's marked in green. And then it goes down to the stuff that's marked in orange. That means needs future attention, like Scott was saying. You know, you're going to need an oil change in 6 months, or you're going to need an air filter in 6 months, you know, that type of a time frame. And then it goes down to the stuff that we mark in red, stuff that needs immediate attention, stuff that if you don't take care of, like more or less right now, you're going to experience a severe hardship. And then I can either attach photos to those different checkpoints, or I can actually include them in the email. And then last but not least, that's when you go into the educational videos that you can click on and you can see why we're recommending brake pads at 3 millimeters.
Gotcha.
It kind of shows you how the system works so that way you have a much better understanding of why we're recommending what we're recommending.
This sounds very good. So people should begin to expect to see this, or they have begun to see some of this?
They've begun to see some of this. We've been emailing them inspection sheets for about 2.5 weeks now.
Okay.
We've already started rolling it in. We're going to start rocking and rolling on the paperless dispatching system because eventually that's what I'm trying to do, is go completely paperless.
Well, Mike Malefsky here, and I've been talking with Toby Edmonds for another edition of You Ought to Know, and she has a guest, Scott, who's been talking about the digitizing of this whole auto repair process. I know that this industry is constantly evolving, Scott. So what comes next? What are you looking at over the horizon?
Well, that's one of those...
Do it in a generalized way.
I'm trying to figure out what I can tell you.
That's right.
That's the short version.
And saying, oh, and what's that Apple iPhone 8 going to look like?
I can't tell you yet. Maybe in 6 months.
6 months. Okay.
6 months.
So it won't be, it's going to be a step forward. You're going to be doing some other stuff, right?
Yes.
But
do you want me to just finish up talking about the website portion?
Yes, please do that.
Well, so maybe if I can come back to Alaska, then we can have me on again, and I can tell you what we're working on. But right now it's still a little quiet. But as far as websites, so the basic thing that we've noticed as a trend in websites and online search is that customers now, you're not searching for auto repair. I mean, the trend is that searches on Google for auto repair, sure, have stayed about the same. But searches for things like brake pads or timing belts, people trying to understand what they're getting themselves into, what kind of repair they're getting themselves into,
right,
that's increased a lot. People are trying to self-diagnose. Well, if I have a Chrysler at 128,000 miles, what kind of jobs am I likely getting? They'll look at recommendations. They'll look on forums. They'll look on YouTube.
Sure.
And the problem is sometimes that's really great information, but in reality, I mean, that's like trying to self-diagnose with a doctor. WebMD can tell you some stuff, but sometimes it's a lot more complicated. If you had pneumonia, I really would not want to rely on WebMD to tell you what to do.
Okay.
So what our website services are about is we partner with shop owners to find out what kinds of repairs they want to focus on. And then we build landing pages with educational videos and content, custom content around all of those repair jobs. And that way, when a customer is searching for that kind of information, we're going to educate them and let them know, hey, this shop owner, they're an expert at this kind of repair. They can help you get your brake pads replaced. They're an expert at dealing with Subarus, or they're an expert at dealing with Volkswagens, whatever the case may be. You're going to be directed to a shop owner who's focused on that kind of repair.
Okay. Okay. Well, we've just about run out of time. We have maybe a minute or so. Any summary statements? Let's start with Toby.
I would like to thank Scott very much for coming in today. This was kind of an impromptu stay for him. He was actually supposed to go back home on Saturday.
Saturday night is going to be red eye.
And I talked him into staying a little bit longer so that way he could come into my shop and kind of go over my guys with some of the stuff that they're supposed to be.
And come in here.
Yeah, and come in here. And I, you know, we were talking about it. I was like, you know, it'd be really great if you came onto this radio show with me. And speaking of cold sweats, and he was a little nervous, but I think he did great. So thanks, Scott, for coming in. I really appreciate it. And if anybody's interested in getting a digital vehicle inspection on their car, come see us at Edmonds and Port Auto across the street from the fairgrounds in Palmer.
All right. And Scott, last comments.
Yeah. I think this is something that it's good to ask your shop for. Ask your shop to show you what's going on. Ask for education and start to treat your vehicle seriously. Start to treat it the same way you would a doctor's appointment, right? Okay. You want to understand, you want to be educated, just ask your shop to do that for you.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in today. A great addition of You Ought to Know.